This is CliffCentral.com.
Keeping it real on CliffCentral.com.
Welcome to it. Welcome to it. This is the Capital Wrap Up. It is a Wednesday, 4 minutes after 3 p.m., and we open the show with that brand new Ricky Rick, Silukotin. Not alone in the studio today. What up to my co host, Monty? Monty, what up?
What up, Kurt?
Are you good?
I'm living. You?
I'm good, man. How was your week?
It's been dope, man. I'm excited. You know, we've got a week left till Genesis.
Yeah.
The planning's been, you know, everything's been running smoothly,
you
actually.
You got your outfit ready?
I do not. I actually wanted to wear something, but me and Voya have the same idea, and he's been, you know, rashing me, saying don't wear the same thing.
Good.
Yeah.
All right. And what'd you think of the new Ricky joint?
Fire, boy.
You co-sign?
Yeah. Ricky's right. I don't know what it is, but he's got the formula to make nice songs, you know?
Yeah.
I don't always, you know, agree that he's a great rapper or lyricist or whatever, but
yeah,
the overall song, hey, boy, you know it's gonna go at the shows. It's gonna kill it.
Yeah, definitely. Mm. Also, hang out with another homie of mine. What up, Skills?
What's happening, bro?
Are you good, my G?
All good.
So you decided to bunk work and come hang out on the Capital Wrap Up today?
Not necessarily. I just started working for myself. So.
Oh yeah.
Oh, so is this like your day off?
You bossing up?
Yeah. You know.
Yeah, we also got Chi-Chi in the studio, but she's not gonna chill. She's not gonna say much.
Chi-Chi's our listener from India, by the way, who we always shout out every week.
Yeah. So she's out here today.
She came all the way from India. Ain't that right, Chi-Chi?
Right. All right, man, let's get straight into it, man. We're going to start on the new music front. There's actually quite a lot happening, especially locally. Gemini Major actually is shooting a video with 2Face this week. So I don't know what song they recorded, but I saw they were shooting a video, and I think that should be something interesting to look out for. So yeah, make sure you look out for that.
That's dope for him.
Yeah,
with 2Face,
definitely.
Yeah.
I think that's a big feature. Well, man.
2Face was in the country just now.
Yeah, he was. That's actually when I saw them take the picture together.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, while he was here now on this recent trip. Tsikho from Family Tree also just dropped a brand new single today, actually, called Tell Him Say, and that features Casper, Gemini, Nasty C. And if you listen to the Capital Wrap Up religiously, you know Tsikho made a joint about Chi-Chi, who's in studio. So I know she's excited about that.
Chi-Chi,
song,
I've been
so.
Telling you, slept, bro. This thing about to blow.
Black Les is dropping a brand new video soon for Spooku. And he was actually telling me the other day that he has a surprise on the video. There's a difference from the video version and the album version. So look out for that. It's going to be interesting, man. Fifi Cooper also put out a brand new video featuring MT called Guse Guse, and this is actually one of my favorite joints on her album.
On the album.
Yeah, it's dope, man. It's a club joint, party joint, feel good kind of joint, man. Rouge also put out a brand new single featuring Nomuzi called Mboko Zaga.
Yeah.
It's a dope joint, man. Like,
it is a dope joint.
Nothing but good things to say about that joint. You sounded like you were about to say something.
Yeah.
Yeah. You always want to say something.
I gotta bring it back.
Yeah. Let me hear.
Namuzi's the homie, but
you think she suffered?
She didn't bring it on that joint.
Okay.
But you're the homie, you know. I the tracks I do love you on, but that one not so much.
Not so much. Alright, cool. Have you heard the joint
honest.
Skills?
I heard it.
Okay, cool. I'll actually play it a bit later, and then we can all jam and decide, right? Anati, Casper, and Nasty C put out their brand new video for Jump.
Yeah,
have you seen the video?
I watched it, yeah.
And what do you think?
Too much for me.
Yeah, I agree. Like, I think it's dope. I like it, but there are some parts, some edits, and some effects.
Yeah, like the effects. I mean, obviously, if you ask them, they'll tell you that's what they wanted to do.
Yeah, of
but
course.
I feel like it was too much effect.
Yeah.
It's like they found that effect yesterday or something, and they,
you know,
abuse it.
I actually saw a tweet. Someone was saying, every time I watch an Anati video, I feel like there's something wrong with my TV. Because on the Saga, they had those blurry scenes.
Exactly, yeah.
And like now, you know,
even
crazy
I think
effects.
It's feeling on me. It's got crazy
effects.
Yeah.
Yo, man, maybe that's just his swag, man.
I hear you. Sometimes plain is good as well.
Yeah.
Like simple and clean is good.
Yeah, definitely. Cooley put out a brand new video as well for his song called Respect. Decent video. Checked it out last week. Gigi LeMayne is dropping a brand new single on Friday called Shisa. And because we have the mixtape, we got the single. So
exclusive.
Yeah. Going overseas now, Nicki Minaj's brother has been sent to a grand jury for a child rape case. Her brother, Jelani Mraj, he was just married last year in, I think it was August. And in December, he was arrested for a child rape case. He was accused of raping a 12-year-old girl multiple times.
Wow.
Yo. So,
wait, yeah. was it what do you call it, statutory or like raped her?
Like rape.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Why? Hey, people are sick out there. But
yeah, man, it happens.
Just got married though. Like, how you?
I don't get it, man. Speaking of Nicki Minaj, though, she will be in the country doing her first show tomorrow, second show on Friday, both in Joburg.
Wait, is that then, tomorrow?
Yeah, it's tomorrow. Nicki Minaj is tomorrow, bruv.
Oh.
Yeah.
Are you going?
I'm going to be in Cape Town, you know what I mean?
Saturday?
What do you mean?
Saturday? The Joburg show is when? The second one?
No, tomorrow.
I mean.
Tomorrow.
The second one.
Friday. I'll still be in Cape Town.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then she's doing Durban on Sunday and Cape Town on Tuesday. Yeah, I might do Cape Town if I can. I'll see, because I really want to see her live, but the schedules don't allow, man.
Obviously, we all want to see that booty,
right?
Yeah, up front, you know what I mean. I don't even want to be like in the VI or whatever. I want to be, you know,
yeah,
in the front, yeah.
So something interesting. So Drake was trash talking during a Chicago Bulls and Raptors game.
Oh yeah, so
while he was trash talking, he made Justin Holiday concede a turnover.
Yeah, the 5-second violation.
Yeah, yeah, it was like 30 seconds left of the game.
Yeah.
And he was trash talking, and yeah, he couldn't pass the ball. He cracked under the pressure, but the Raptors still lost by 2 points. So. But yeah, shout out to Drake, though. Kendrick Lamar's Untitled Unmastered debuted at number one on the Billboard 200, selling the equivalent of 178,000. But 142,000 of those were actually album sales. So I'm not sure how it works, but I think the 36,000 are the streams.
Probably, yeah.
Because now they're counting the streams and all that. Mm. So, yeah, man.
That's good, hey.
Well, today.
Considering he.
Not for Kendrick, but for anyone else, it's good.
But I mean, considering it was like throwaway joints.
Yeah. Kanye West accepted a ride from paparazzi. So
what?
He was leaving the gym and he was waiting for his Uber. And so while he was waiting for his Uber, this guy's like, yo, man, I'll give you a ride wherever you need to go. And so he's like, all right, cool, I'll ride with you. So he hops in the video and he was like, yo, man, I don't need an Uber anymore. I'll just let the paparazzi take me wherever. And
swag.
Yeah,
well,
man,
he's a bit crazy, but.
He's crazy, right? That's weird.
I don't know if I take that chance. I mean, especially with all the stories I've heard of stalkers and crazy people breaking,
you know,
into celebrities' houses.
Like,
exactly.
And he was alone. Like, that's what kills
also,
me.
Also.
Yeah, no bodyguard.
Wait, what happened to his indoor gym? I feel like I thought he said he had an indoor gym. How is he Ubering to like Virgin? Or, come on, dog. Unless he was in another state or whatever.
Dog, my thing is drive anyana.
Exactly. Like, he could definitely get it. Unless he's really broke. This nigga Ubering out here.
Speaking of Kanye, he announced that he plans to release 3 albums a year and 6 fashion collections a year. So I don't know how the fuck he's gonna do it, but something is gonna sound like shit. All of
yeah,
fashion.
Exactly. Yeah.
I mean, the fashion already looks like shit. So, I think the album.
Yeah, people
now,
will just disagree with you. This,
yeah,
you know,
I know. I know. Henry would wear some of that shit.
Come on, dude.
You know, like, you wouldn't? You wouldn't?
I rock the sneaks, maybe. Hey,
so not the 1 million jerseys with holes on him.
Nah, dude. I can do that myself.
Bringing it back home, KO is actually currently in the U.S. He's out in Austin, Texas for the South by Southwest Conference. And he's actually performing out there. I think it's on Saturday.
Yeah.
And on Saturday night at the TI concert, which was crazy, by the way, he actually took the opportunity to use that set as his send-off show because he was leaving on Sunday. So he delivered an epic performance. T.I. wasn't really packed, but it was dope, man, just to see him perform the old shit.
The old, the classics.
But I do have a gripe, though. One of my favorite T.I. joints of all time is ASAP.
ASAP, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I was in the bathroom, and I just heard that bass, man. So I literally ran to the stage, and by the time I got there, like, he only did the hook. I was like, so I ran here for nothing.
Did he perform Rubber Band?
He probably didn't think it was.
He did.
Yeah. Like, when they do that, they usually don't think the song is like huge here or whatever.
Yeah.
Or the response won't be great, so.
I don't know, man. I was heartbroken. I felt betrayed, man. I also lost my mind when he did You Don't Know Me. Oh my God.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Like, yo, man, shout out
to T.I. I lost my mind too.
Yeah, shout out to T.I. He really did his thing out here. Also, I forgot to mention, when KO was actually flying to the States, he stopped over in Dubai and he bumped into
French Montana. Yeah. Yeah, I saw that.
That was fucking cool. That was just fucking cool.
Yeah, it's just cool.
Going back to TI, though. I just want to find out Zoo Lake, though.
What's wrong with Zoo Lake, dog?
Have you seen that place on a Sunday?
So is that why you didn't go?
How was the setup, Cap? Was it like
Was it very intimate? Was it like one of those Nas?
No, dog. It was actually dope. It's not the Zoo Lake that we go and Bri and Shisanyama at. Like, yeah. it was at the back, you know, there by the pool, almost. Like, it was cool, dog. Like, it was set up like a proper legit concert.
All right,
you know, it didn't feel like you were at Zoo Lake.
I was worried. I thought they disrespected it.
Nah, not even, man. And yeah, man. In other news, for the Nicki Minaj concert, Casper has been announced as the only South African artist to open up for Nicki Minaj.
Wait, the only South African?
Yep.
Who are the other people?
Like,
who?
No, like, he's the only opener.
Oh, so it's Casper and Nicki?
Yep.
Done.
Yep.
Swag.
Funny thing is, I actually got a text this morning. And they were like, make sure you get your Nicki Minaj and Casper Your Vest tickets at TicketPro.
So he milking this as well.
Yeah, I think they're calling it a Nicki Minaj and Casper show.
Yeah, I guess.
Weird, but it's cool for him.
Yeah, it's a good look for him, man.
Yeah.
And yeah, man, that's pretty much what is happening on the local, well, on the news front. Oh, also, news just in.
Yeah. I was like, you about to leave that out?
Yeah, I can't leave that out, man. So Cash Time has just released a statement saying that the Skanda Queen Nomuzi Mabena is no longer part of the stable. Yeah, man. What do you think of that? Was that like, was that you dropping a bomb? That was poor. Yeah.
It's obviously in my head something happened because she just signed.
Yeah.
Things looked like they were going okay.
Yeah.
And then they just released a statement saying she's no longer. So I think something happened. But good luck to her. I assume she wants to continue rapping. Yeah, man. It's a tough one.
Skills, anything?
I don't want to say anything that might upset a couple of people.
You know? So you're a bitch.
No. Oh. All right. Well, since you mentioned that, like, look. No. I hate it had to be her though.
Yeah.
You know, I have a thing for Nomuzi, so I'm gonna retract my statement.
Don't we all, girl? You were looking bad at Fashion Week. Mm.
Yeah. Man, so yeah, Nomuzi. Shout out to Nomuzi. We are gonna have her next week. Just to hear her side of the story and what really happened with the Cash Time situation. Yeah. Don't go anywhere. After this, we will be hanging out with Pretty Ugly. It's the Capital wrap up. Panda.
I got broads in Atlanta, Tristan Domini shit, sipping Fanta. Credit cards in the scammers, wake up Versace shit, let designer, whole bunch of leather shit. They be asking rent, I know we clapping shit. I be pulling us up in the finest shit. I got plenty just off of Bugatti, but look how I try this shit. Plagasis, Phantom, why is he killing no comma? Pop a perk, I got signing gorilla, they come and kill you with bananas. For feelings, I feel it, pull up in the finest. No niggas, they come and kill you on the comma. The rollie is dancing bigger than the pound, they go out to the Grammy, but pull it, you find it, pull up, I'ma flip it. I got bitches, pull up and they get it. I got niggas that's counting for digits, say you make you a lot of new money. No killers, pull up in the inner baby. CTDD, pull up in the killer, baby. Cola, fill it, pull up, gon' fill it, baby. Niggas up in the baby, gon' drill it, baby. Fuck, we gon' kill it, baby. Get it. I got broad, yeah, I get it. I got cards, yeah, shit it. It's how I live. Did it all for a ticket. I flood the bombs when he spinning the Bobby gon' spin it. Chop the dawn, doing business in the break. Fucking up shit, she doing the feeling. I begin to the chicken, count to the chicken, and all of my niggas are split. Panda. I got broads in Atlanta, just a dog in the family. Credit cards in the scammers, hitting the licks in the band. Legacies, family, way and see, look like a panda. Going out like a Montana, honey killers on the hammers. Legacies, family, way and see, panda. Pockets full, Danny, selling ball. Candy, been on the macho like Randy. The chopper go out to for Grammy. Big nigga pull up your panty. Hope killers understand me. I got broads in Atlanta, twisted the lean in the family. Credit cards in the scammers, hitting the licks in the banner. Legacies, family, why is it look like a panda? Going out like a Montana, honey killers on the hands. Legacies, family, why is it panda? Package swoop, Danny, selling ball, candy. Been on the macho like Randy. The chopper go out to for Grammy. Then nigga pull up your banner. Hope you killers understand me. Panda, 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 panda.
Keeping it real on CliffCentral.com.
Welcome back to the Capital Wrap Up, and as promised, we are hanging out with Pretty Ugly. Pretty Ugly, what up?
What up, my homie? What up?
Are you good, my G?
I'm nice, my homie. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. So, firstly, you're late.
Yeah, you know,
typical rapper
and
fashion.
And I'm always trying to be like the rapper who does things.
It was on time, you know? And shit.
Yeah, tell us why
so
you.
What
like,
happened?
I just come from a meeting, you know, with some dudes trying to sign a dude. You know,
making very, moves.
Very interesting meeting, you know.
Oh, was it productive?
It was mad productive. It was actually the second meeting that I had with these people. I met with them like about a week ago.
About a week ago.
Yeah, about a week ago. Swag. You know, so this is the second time I meet up with them. You know, some real cool dudes. You know, I don't want to mention names until you know. Contractual stuff is sorted out.
Yeah.
But yeah, man.
So you're about to get that paper.
I hope. I trust.
Bottles on Pretty.
I trust.
All the best with that, my G.
Yo,
all the
thank
best.
Thank you so much, my king.
My G, tell us about yourself, dog. Who is Ricardo Malloy? Who are you? And firstly, what nationality do you identify with?
I'm South African.
You're South African.
Yeah.
Okay.
My passport and my ID says Angolan, but I'm South African. Because I mean, I grew up in South Africa.
Yeah.
Know? I speak more Tswana and Sotho than I speak Portuguese.
Yeah.
You know, speak more English than I speak Portuguese. Speak more Afrikaans than I speak Portuguese.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
So I'm a dude from the East Rand, Kempton Park is where I'm based.
Yeah.
You know. My mom is Angolan. My father is South African. I grew up here. Grew up in Soweto, actually. But
okay.
Otherwise, rain from the east. You know, just a young dude, just trying to make it, man.
What was growing up like? You know, you just mentioned you were born in Angola.
Yeah.
How old were you when you moved aside? Like, what was it? Were you, you know, were you with both parents? Were you with one?
I was with both. Basically, how my parents made is that my dad was like in exile. You
okay.
know? So he was in the military. My mom was like a nurse that side and stuff. You know, so we came out here. 1991, but
yeah.
I came here very briefly. I left for like 2 years. I came back when I was like 4 years old.
Yeah,
grew up in Soweto for about 3 years. Then moved to Kempton Park, and that's where I've been ever since. I'm still based in the East, you know.
Yeah.
East Rand, Beach Rand representing all day. East Lord.
Swag,
tell us, tell us the name Pretty Ugly.
Yes.
Why that name? How did it come about?
It's very interesting. It's not that interesting. People always expect like this crazy ass story. Like, yo, no, actually, just I used to come up, you know, ciphering, you know.
Yeah.
So back in the East, when you dope and stuff, you know, they don't say you dope. Or back then they didn't say you dope. But like, yo, that guy's ugly.
Yeah.
Ugly. That's ugly. That's ugly.
Yeah.
So every time I spat, they're like, yo, listen to the boy. Yo, the boy's ugly. The boy's ugly. So ugly stuck with me for like 3 years. You know. And then I'm like, but how do I, like, what's uglier than ugly? How do I, you know, how do I make it more interesting? You know, yeah. Like, oh, pretty ugly. So I started thinking about, like, a name that would be cool, like, on a t-shirt. And also, like, a name that, like that would get people asking me questions. Because if my name was Taban, you guys wouldn't have me here asking, yo, how did you come up with that name,
yeah,
Taban?
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, for real.
So, you know, it helps me create a story. And, yeah, so pretty ugly. I actually really don't like the name, but, like, it's stuck with me.
Wow.
It's really stuck with me. I've been pretty ugly for such a long time. Yo, you know.
So now let me ask you this. Yeah. The name Ugly, Pretty Ugly, yeah, has it never given you trouble with the mommies? Like, yeah, I can just imagine, like, you're like, nah, I'm not going to mess with no dude called Ugly. Like, you know?
Actually, nah, not even.
Yeah.
Because I never introduced myself as Pretty Ugly, which is a very bad thing. You know, people always, like, snap at me about that kind of stuff. You know,
yeah.
I could be chilling with Cappy and I'm like, yo, my name is Ricardo. All right, cool.
Yeah.
And you could be like a Pretty Ugly fan and you never knew that you were sitting with pretty ugly. You know what I'm saying? So I get that a lot. Like, yo, dog, come on. You need to stop saying that you're Ricardo. Say Pretty Ugly. So,
yeah.
You know, I'm still learning to do that. So I've never actually introduced myself to anybody or a girl, for that matter, as Pretty Ugly. You know?
Okay.
So I don't get no issues with that's concerned.
All right. Now, your relationship with hip-hop started through dancing.
Yes, sir.
What was that phase like, and when did you actually get into the rapping?
Yo, man, I started... Funny enough, I got my first record deal at age 14.
Yeah.
Right, I'm 24 now. So 10 years ago, I got my first record deal.
Yeah.
And I was a dancer then. I was a backup dancer for Jube Jube, actually. Funny.
Oh, okay.
You know, so we used to tour with the reps. You know, they'll be with Les, and we'll be with Jube, and we'll be flying all over, you know, the country. And then what happened is that I had, like, knee injuries. So basically, so I was a rapper, but I danced, right?
Okay.
I danced because at the time, dancing was bringing more money than what rap was.
Yeah.
Right, and the label head at the time wasn't really doing anything with us. You know, he signed us to EMI, and it's like we just sat there and did like absolutely nothing. Ghost wrote for a couple of artists, you know, but nothing ever released, or nothing of ours is ever released. So I focused on the dance, and I pushed out. I was a freeze frame for a minute.
Yeah.
And then I had like knee injuries, man. I've had like 5 knee operations since.
Damn.
You know, so I couldn't really dance no more. So I'm like, all right, cool. This allows me to like focus on the raps officially now.
Yeah.
So I think 2010 was really when I really started like, you know, pushing this music thing. But 2013 is like when I really started like releasing like content.
Yeah.
At first I was just like writing stuff for dudes. You know, I've been in the background for a while. You know, I've written for like a couple of dudes that people would be surprised if I said
name drop, dog. That's why you're here, dog. Tell us.
That's why I'm out here. You know,
tell us who you write for.
You know, so you know, I used to write for Armo back in the day, for the Salvins of the world. You know. Coolie when he started coming to the studio before anyone who knew who Kulichana was, you know, because dudes could like spit like, you know, their vernacular stuff, but a lot of dudes couldn't like do the English stuff. I'm like,
yeah.
Yo, man, this kid is good with the English raps. Yo, son, you know, write some raps for these dudes,
some.
And that's how it started. You know,
you get paid for it.
Not when I was a kid.
Definitely
know,
not.
Like, when you were a kid, it's like yo, I'm writing for Amo, you know.
Yeah,
it's like, yo.
Yeah.
So he featured me on his project, The Principal. I think I was 2011 or something. It won, you know, best Sama for best rap at the time, you know.
Yeah.
So that was like my consolation. Like, yo, Donna, for all the writing you've been doing, let me feature you on a joint, you know. So he featured me on a joint called Prayer with Salvin. Hate the joint. You know, hate the joint. I'm glad people don't know the joint. But yeah, but 2013 is really like when I started making like an impact.
Yo, man, you hate a lot about yourself. You hate the joint. You hate the name. What do you like about yourself, dog?
Actually, funny enough, I like everything. You know, it's just like it's just that, you know, like now when you think about business stuff, and it's like when you're young, when you make, it's like getting tattoos when you're young. I had my first tattoo when I was 16, and when I look back on it, I was like, come on, like. I could have thought of a better tattoo. You know what I'm saying? So when you, that's how like sometimes like take your time, you know, learn the ropes, you know, study the game, and like when you're ready, then come out. Like, so I'm very happy that like, you know, like I haven't blown up yet, you know, because if I had blown up off of the stuff that I dropped in 2010, oh gosh, oh gosh. I mean, I was doing like crunk, heavy crunk music back then. You know, East Little John and the East Side Boys, snap your fingers. Like, oh lord. Yeah.
And you probably hate that shit now.
I hate that stuff. Yeah.
You know, it's funny you talk about a certain level of, you know, liking what you're doing and a certain level of quality, if I can call it that. I first started liking your music after I heard Swag Demonstration. And I remember I came to you and I was like, that was a dope record. Because before, I'm going to keep it real, I wasn't sure. So when did you feel like you're now at a point where the quality of music you're making is actually decent and dope?
I think when I dropped the joint called For My Town, I think I did that in 2013 featuring Smashes.
Because back then
I was recording
I enjoyed that one actually.
Yo, thank you, my homie. I don't like it today because that was the first trap joint I ever did. My producer, shout out to Weechi 1080. I know he's listening right now.
Yeah.
You know, like he produced like the trap stuff and I hated the trap stuff, you know, but it's like people were like, yo man, you need a twerk song, you need a trap something, you know?
Yeah.
So I gave it a try. We did that, you know what I mean? And back then, we're spending like a lot of money on the music. I mean, we're recording Acoustic Media, which was Kulichana Studio. It was Kulichana and another guy named Sticky. And Sticky mixed for like the likes of AKA, Donald, Dira, Wizkid, you know, Casper, you know? So, I mean, that's how I got to meet most of those dudes, you know?
Yeah.
So the quality of the music from that point was like, you know, proper. But then, you know, we parted ways with those guys since then because we figured, you know, we've actually found a way to get the same quality without having to spend as much money. I mean, we're spending like 5,000 rand on a song at the time, you know? Yeah, and that's minus like buying the beat. That's just like mixing and mastering. It's like, so when I'm like a 20-year-old spending 5K and I'm getting no gigs, by the way.
Yeah.
You know, spending 5K on a track doesn't make no sense whatsoever.
Yeah.
You know, so I think, yeah.
Yeah, listen, I really mess with your videos, right? Yeah. And they're mostly like viral videos go on YouTube or whatever.
Yeah.
They always seem to have a concept and stuff. Yeah. Is that strategic or, you know, you just come up with dope shit or?
Hell yeah, man. it is strategic, you know, because I feel like a lot of dudes shoot like a lot of dope videos. I see a lot of dope videos every day, you know? But it's like, do you have the type of video that makes me want to go see it like 7 times over?
Yeah.
You know, I could see like a dope video on TV. I'm like, oh, damn. Yo, this guy just shot a dope video.
Yeah.
And I leave it at that. Whenever it plays on TV, you know, I'll watch it. But I'm not going to go onto YouTube to go check it out again.
Yeah.
So it's like, I wanted to create content that's going to make people want to actively go onto YouTube and like ask themselves questions like, yo, man, how did these guys get this angle? How did they shoot this? You know? Because every time you watch the videos, you notice something different. Whether it's a mistake or what, you know? Yeah. But you always notice something, you know? And I just want to give my people, like, you know, quality, man, you know? So,
who shoots your videos? Do you work with the same people? Or
I've been, since Swag Demonstration, Love Hate Days, I've been shooting with the same guys, Side Effects Films. You know, shout out to them. You know, they like Casper's dudes now. They just shot Casper's.
Shot Malume, right?
Yeah, they just shot Malume. Oh, yeah. So I'm happy for them, man. I mean, the dudes have been grinding for a while, and like, I was the only guy that was like really shooting my, you know?
Yeah.
So, shout out. They just shot Shane Eagles, new video too, that Way Up with Big Star Johnson.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, they did that. You know, and now Malume. So, yeah, man. Shout out to those homies.
Yo, man.
You know?
That's dope.
Yeah.
So, we're about to play one of your joints, right? For anyone who's out there listening and hasn't heard any of your music, we're about to play Bula Boot. Tell us a bit about the song, how the concept came about. Tell us about the video.
This is actually one of the videos I like.
Shout out, it's a dope video, man.
Yeah, Bula Boot was interesting. I was actually chilling in studio with Tevin once, you know, the Coolie studio.
Yeah.
And he was like complaining, like, yo, man, I love this new hip hop song, but like, none of these kids are like remixing any of my songs, you know? Mm. And I didn't want to jump on the trend of like remixing a Guaito song and whatnot, you know? So as we were sitting, he just liked me. He's like, yo, man, if anyone is ever to do a remix on my song, it better be you. So I'm like, all right, cool. And I like Bula Boot from like crazy. You know, the time I was a kid, you know.
Yeah.
So I actually don't even know if Tib has heard Bula Boot today, you know. I got his tens, I haven't hit him up, you know. Yeah, but that's pretty much how Bula Boot came about, you know. Produced by Weechi 1080, shot by Side Effects Films, you know. People can check it out on YouTube, and yeah, the link is free. It's on my new EP, by the way.
All right, cool, let's check it out. We're gonna talk about the EP straight after this. We are still hanging out with Pretty Ugly, and this is Bula Boot.
Look, I'ma keep a blunt, dude. On a track, I'ma do what a blunt do. Burn when I come through. I can do what I want to. Devil, how I stun, dude. Dread a young lady with a head out the sunroof. Then what we gon' do? Here's what we gon' do. Bang like a gun, dude.
I got a couple goons and they keep a couple guns too. So who you gonna run to when you find me in the streets and we finally meet in the true gale pantola, true gale pantola, true schooling you dumb fools. So you better move, do like I do as soon as I come pull. Do like I do, I do like I do. Do like I do, I do. In a land where the nightmares come true, a place that the bad chicks come to. And when I bust nut, you better trust in my crew when I bust who. So here's what it's come to. I'm busy doing shit that you can't do. Well, you can come and dance too. Begging do no puns, boo. Bring friends for the fun too. You screaming in my ear, I will see tula do. You tie your girls and bring their girls so we can hula hoop. And if you got a cooler box and let your hood out, just park your car just to the side. I will be bula boot. Boot, bula boot. Abuti, bula boot. Abuti, bula. Abuti, bula boot. Park your car just to the side. Abuti, bula boot. Show I go to Puma. So many kicks call me Kung Fu. Step on my kicks, you get stumped like gumboots. No, don't try gumboard. Cheese boys leave you with no more chancor. B.O.B. or you can pose. For tech, copas can boot. I got one tequila, two tequila shots that you can shoot. Look, otherwise come through. You sexy, come loose. There's too many girls that I can't choose. Wanna see they bums loose. And if you look like clear my waste, baby girl, look I'm tone. I'm a winner and I can low. I'm a winner and I can low. Cause fake niggas stumble, pussy niggas crumble. Welcome to the whole nigga jungle. You screaming in my ear, I will see tula do. You tie your girls and bring the girls so we can hula hoop. And if you got a cooler box and let your hood out, just park your car just to the side. Abuti bula boot, boot bula boot. Abuti bula boot, abuti bula boot. Park your car just to the side. Abuti bula boot. Show us go to Puma. Cover the battle, cover the combo, A-son, cover the tattoos. Touch me and I touch you. Look, you better act cool, otherwise my goons make you leave here with one tooth.
You ain't need one loop, one two.
So please got a sense do. And if you act like a drunk dude, what we gon' say? Just what we gon' say. Nigga, fuck you. Lick us, slam us, boo. Some ghetto girls you can cover, but it gum chew. Yes, miss. The guest list is 20 of your friends and a plus two. No school you can bunk to. Cool tunes you can bump to. But then I was got cover the dance moves. Yo, cover the dance moves. Cover the dance moves now. Show me your dance moves.
You're screaming in my house.
Tula do. You tie your girls and bring the girls so we can hula hoop. And if you got a cooler box and let your hula hoop, just park your car just to the side. Abuti bula boot. Boot bula boot. Abuti bula boot. Abuti bula. Abuti bula boot.
Park
your car just to the side. Abuti bula boot. Where you from? A show I go to Puma boot.
Abuti bula boot, abuti bula, abuti bula boot.
Keeping it real on CliffCentral.com.
So Pretty Ugly, you just told us something interesting off air.
Yeah.
So you used to be in a rap group with Big Star Johnson.
Yes, sir.
What kind of rap group?
It was called, it was a Christian rap group.
Yeah?
It was called Narrowgate.
Narrowgate.
And how it started, right, I used to be, as a kid, I'm not saying that I'm not religious at all. No, yeah. I'm more spiritual than I am religious, but I was very religious as a kid.
Yeah.
And I used to go to like Christian youth. you know, back in school.
Were you in, like,
so
the choir and stuff like that?
Not even. Like, we, first break, every first break, they dedicated to Christian youth. So you could come. It wasn't compulsory. If you wanted to go, you could go to Christian youth or whatever.
Yeah.
So Big Star was always out there. You know, he played, like, piano, he played guitar. And I'm like, yo, man, this dude's amazing.
Yeah.
So one time they like, called us up. And they're like, yo, man, can anybody come and just rap or do poetry or whatever, you know? So I think because I had cornrows or whatever at the time, and I was a baller, people thought I rapped.
Yeah.
So like,
yeah.
Just like,
go
yeah,
rap.
Yeah.
Go
the
up,
kid
go
with the
rap,
rose.
Right?
The kid with the rose.
And I didn't rap for Jack, you know, but I had like a Lauryn Hill verse in my head.
Oh, yeah.
You know, some joint she did with Bob Marley. I can't remember the name now. Oh, turn
the
lights
down
low.
Yeah.
And I spat that verse and people spazzed. And Big Star came to me, he's like, yo, dog, come on. You need to teach me, dog.
So you're like, do these people know this is someone else's verse?
I didn't even know, you know. So that's how it started. So we started a group then, and, you know, we used to perform at, like, at churches and, you know, for the school and stuff, you know. So yeah, man, shout out to Big Star, you know what I mean? I mean, I went to high school with him, matriculated with him, you know, we're both prefects together, you know, so shout out to him. It's good to see him.
What's wrong with these prefects and head? Cap was a head boy, by the way.
Come on. So was I, actually, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you got to do it right.
I have a confession to make. First time I heard Pretty's music where I had a friend, a female friend that was... I think they went to school together or whatever.
Don't
you varsity.
Always have a female friend.
And then shut up. So she played me, like, yeah, this guy at my school, you know, he's pretty dope, playing me the music. And then, like, I think it was for my town, I think. Yeah. Or there was something. And then
you hated.
No, it was dope. And I was hating at the time. I was I mean, but that time I took the song, I played it in my whip.
shout out. Yo, man, that's actually it's crazy that he says that. I was chilling with HP just last week.
Yeah.
Funny enough, in studio with HP and Big Star.
Yeah.
And they were talking about, you know, HP, you know, is the Jägermeister ambassador, and so was I.
Yeah.
Right. So the kids that won the Jägermeister back the artist competition last year. Are being mentored by HP, and he's like, yo, they were working on this joint, and he was so upset because these kids just sucked, right?
Wow.
And he's like so while they're just chilling or whatever, he's like, all right, let's take a 5-minute break or whatnot. These kids start playing a joint in the studio, right? And like, they spazzing out, you know, they just spazz. So HP comes into the studio, he's like, yo, man, like, why didn't you guys tell me that you guys have stuff like this? Then we wouldn't have been wasting time, you know?
Yeah.
And one of the kids is like, no, this is a pretty ugly joint. The joint is called Oh My God. Shout out to Weechi, OMG, it's on my new EP.
Yeah.
And these kids were saying stuff like, yo, man, like, yo, we don't mess with that guy. We hate that dude, but we fucks with his music, though, you know?
Wow.
So HP asked him, like, an honest question, like, yo, you hate him? Why? Have you met the dude? Like, no, we've never met the dude before. We just don't like the dude, you know?
What the fuck?
Which is weird, dog. Funny enough, as well, if I can just add, a very popular somebody on a very popular radio station, you know, my homies played him a joint and he loved the joint, you know, and he's like, yo, man, you should bring the joint onto my show. They're like, all right, cool. And then he found out it was pretty ugly. He's like, no, I don't want the joint no more. You know, they're like, yo, why? And the dude was just like, no, man, I don't like him. I don't like his face. He just doesn't look like the type of, like, I swear to God, dog. He's like, he just doesn't look like the type of guy I share a beer with.
Wow.
And for that reason, he never playlisted my song.
What?
So it's like, I don't understand. Like, yo, dudes, guys, if you guys see me in the street, come greet me, man. Like, I'm a super chill dude. I don't know. Niggas just think
you
like
ain't,
I'm
you
a,
ain't on your Keenan.
I don't even know.
Speaking
understand.
Of which, I have to say the story.
Yeah,
quick
yeah.
ones. There was, what is it, this weekend on Friday, apparently the waiter at Tash's tried to take a photo of AK and he grabbed his phone and threw it across Tash's.
Wow.
My niggas were there and he told me immediately, like, send a voice note.
Yo, Monty, wow. You're a snitch.
You're a snitch.
But besides the point, that actually brings me to my next question.
Yeah.
It's about actually being an artist in South Africa, an up and coming artist. I wanted to know, what are the challenges being an up and coming artist in South Africa, and what are the lessons you've learned so far?
Yo, man, I won't even front.
And if there's anything you would have done differently when you had first started.
Firstly, shout out to the come up, man. The come up is a beautiful thing. Like a lot of people don't get to really go and live the come up because they make it too quick or they give up too early or whatever, you know. But it's like a beautiful thing. Ups and downs, you know, like I thank God, like, for my struggles, you know, because it wouldn't have made me the person that I am today. You know, like, my music is better, the quality is better, like, just my understanding and perspective of life is just completely different based on my struggles. But, you know, being an up-and-coming dude, like, in SA is difficult, man. I don't think it's just in SA, I think it's just generally all across the board. But, you know, like, the support has been crazy. I mean, it's been very difficult to get support. Support from the fans is dope. Support from, you know, the publications is difficult, you know?
Yeah.
Like, if people follow me on Twitter, like, I'm always not like ranting, not like Kanye type rants. Like, you know, I'm always like, yo, man, these people don't play my joints. But yet they hit me up for interviews all the time, you know? Getting my videos played, you know, like, people always talk about, like, yo, how dope the videos are and whatnot, you know? Like, I think I can count on one hand how many times my videos are played on a national platform, you know what I'm saying? So recently, you know, went to go submit one of my joints because I met a guy while I was performing. And he came up to me, I was performing Bula Boot, and he's like, yo, son, that joint is crazy. Come see me. You know, come see me. I don't want to mention no names, so, like, yeah. Come see me. All right, cool. So I went to go see him, and I'm like, yo, dog, so this is the music. I mean, here's the song. So he's like, all right, you know the procedure, right? I'm like, yeah. By procedure, I'm thinking he means, like, yo, is the stuff registered, you know?
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, cool. He's like, all right, cool. So it's 25 G's. it's 25 G's will get you 3 months airplay. You can play 8.5 deposit right now. So I was like, wait, hold up, dog. But I'm like, but you hit me up and you told me about how talented I'm. Dog, he was telling me this, dog. Like, man, I'll make this song of the year this year. Trust me, watch. You know, so I was like, word. I was like, all right, cool. I'm like, but you were saying that, like, I'm talented. You know what
but,
I'm saying?
But apparently, this is what the labels do. You know,
that's what it is.
They pay,
man.
The stations, pay the, you know, to play the artist songs.
That's true. I remember when I was at Sony. I may be snitching, but I'll say it anyway. You know, when I was at Sony, I did a joint with AKA and Ecstatic from Kenya. The joint was called Hit 'Em Up.
Yeah.
You know, it did well, and I mean, we had AKA on the joint, and at the time, like, he just released his first album. He was booming already.
Yeah, he was buzzing.
And we still had to pay, like, $20K for, like, a certain radio station to play the joint just for a week.
Just
a week, $20K. Damn. You know, so, like, things like that, like, are difficult, you know? So when you're not getting, like, major gigs, you know, promoters still trying to hit you up to come perform for free. And stuff, you know? And it's like, and people are still expecting you to pay like 8-25K for, you know, for playlisting. It's crazy, you know? So shout out to anybody, like, you know, like, who makes it, you know? Like, shout out to you guys, you know? Shout out to your team or your resilience or whatever it is, you know? So, yeah.
You said something that I picked up on when you were like, yo, the come up is a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
And you've been on the come up for a while. Yeah. What do you think is the one thing that's stopping you from breaking into the mainstream?
Outside of the politics, I'll just put it on myself. I just feel like the consistency in which I've released the music hasn't been consistent enough. You know, so not in the fact that the music is not consistent in the quality. It's like I may release like one song a year if I want. You know, in previous, I think when I released For My Town, I released only For My Town that year. You know, and then the following year I released like more joints and stuff. So it's just like I think I just need to put out more work. You know, and it's just my inability, not even inability, my refusal to conform. You know, like people will be like, no, we need like a radio, catchy something.
That's so true.
You know?
Yeah. Your music
and
is quite
I don't want to do that. That's the thing, you know. So that could be working to my detriment, you know. But I know that if I keep doing what I'm doing already, you know, starting to pay off, you know. So yeah, man, just I'm not trying to conform, dog.
But do you have tracks like that, though?
I do. I do.
Tell us about the EP.
Yeah,
Tell us about the EP.
Dropped the EP on the 29th of February.
Yeah.
You know, it's titled You Don't Know Me Yet. It's a 10-track EP, releasing the deluxe version of the EP on the 2nd of April, which is my birthday.
What's the difference with the deluxe? And
The deluxe is gonna have remixes. It's going to have, I think, 8 added tracks.
Damn.
You know, yeah. 8.
It's a whole new EP.
It's pretty much a whole new EP, you know what I'm saying? But You Don't Know Me Yet, you know, I got Youngster on that.
Okay.
You know, I got Ginger Trill on that. Who else I got? I got Weechi, shout out to Weechi. I got a girl named Reefy. Reefy, yo, super talented musician, you know. She's based in Durban now. She grew up in L.A., but she's out here now, you know. She's doing amazing things. I know there's one dude that I'm forgetting. Damn, but I remember him. But yeah, but the EP is beautiful, man. 10 tracks. And it's changing my life, dude. Like, every day.
How do people get a hold of the EP?
Alright, cool. It's up. It's out for free download. You know, so if you follow me on Twitter, pretty_ugly, or on Instagram,
spell it.
Yeah. So yeah, guys. So it's not pretty. You know, I always need to clarify. It's just like saying Diddy. You know, P Diddy, but pretty. So it's PRIDDY_ugly. Ugly spelled the same way. So that's pretty_ugly on all platforms: SoundCloud, Facebook, Instagram, everything. The link is in my bio. Just click on it. It's free. It'll be up on iTunes on the 2nd of April though.
Okay.
And physical copies will be available.
Will the deluxe be up on iTunes?
Yeah, the deluxe. So not the original one.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah. Okay. And you were also speaking about how you don't want to conform in terms of your music. I realized a lot of your more recent singles that you put out have a dark undertone to it. Why is that?
They do,
right? Yeah. I thought it was just me.
You know,
it's
dope,
but it's hella
dark. Yeah, you know what it is? I come from a dark.
Even the videos.
You know, yeah, the videos too. Actually, with Bula Boot, you know, I saw a few fans are complaining, saying, dude, like, we wish it was dark. We wish it was dark.
They want more of that.
People wanted. We try to make it more lighthearted and happy and stuff, you know, for TV play, and it didn't get played on TV, but it's cool. I come from a dark place, man. You know where I come from? Kempston Park is a rough place. You know what I'm saying? I come from a place called Birch Acres in Kempston Park, right? And I swear to God, there's murders every day. There's drugs every day. There's extortion everywhere I go. You know, I grew up around stuff like that. So you have to be very tough to grow up in Kempston Park, you know what I'm saying? Especially where I'm from, in Kempston Park, you know? So, and Kempston Park is a very big place, so my definition of it, or experience of Kempston Park, may not be the same as the guy three streets away from me.
Yeah.
Because I grew up in the streets literally like where the thugs are at. The niggas that I went to school with, you know, are still in the corner today selling drugs, you know, like robbing, mugging kids and that kind of thing, you know? So like my music is really like a true reflection of like where I'm from and who I am, you know. So I'm not out there killing people or nothing, you know? I might talk about the stories in my music, you know?
Alright, cool. Sharp. We have 10 minutes left of the Capital wrap up. We still are hanging out with Pretty Ugly. This is one of his other joints called Cocaine Ghost. We'll be back right after this.
Fed the next, the next to anybody. I'm the best dressed, restless. Swag's effortless to express. I'm fresh. Stunt nigga, flex. Chesses, check. Get set, I test jets just to get set. I prep the whip like a vet, yes. Bitch, come over, your friends we can fetch. Tattoos on my flesh, check. A bad dude to the death. For tax, what the feds should expect. You best move, check my neck, step. The necklace around my neck, leave you breathless. High in that cocaine ghost. You down to ride in that cocaine ghost. I'ma probably die in that cocaine ghost. Cause only ghosts wear cool.
You were supposed to have the petrol in the car, but we are stuck.
When do I put petrol in your car?
You are stuck. Why are you stuck like this? Now we are stuck and stranded.
You must.
Let me tell you, I'm not pushing this car.
The girls, you can know. Because I'm not pushing this car.
You tell them. Tell them now.
Girls, we are pushing this car.
Rolls, cover the wheels, cover the grill. Room, hop on and you can cover the feet. If you Michael Jackson, but cover the drill. But when you see me roll past, cover your game.
You cover my movement. I told you I'm moving. And get out of the way. You see that I'm cruising. Don't you see that I'm cruising? Yo, where do you stay? Yo, light up my Cuban. why you smoking my cube? You gon' get it today. I'm far from a human. See, I'm not a human. I'ma prove it today.
Yeah. Please stay in your lane, chief. Congratulate me. I'm on levels you can't reach. Keep your case brief. Too sick, got 8 beats. Discussing KG, you ain't saying the same speech. Beats by 1080, 808s in HD. Check the whip, it's cocaine, the paint's bleached. Bench press breaks when you race me. Or I have you thinking out the box when your brain pops out your A3. Ooh, I'm insane and deranged, see? You can't peek, your aim's weak. I am not in your aim's reach. They talk about me in their strange tweets. But when they see me in the streets and we meet, they just can't speak.
Can't speak. Can't speak. Can't speak.
You down a ride in that cocaine ghost. I'ma probably die in that cocaine ghost. Cause only ghosts go in cocaine ghosts.
Keeping it real on CliffCentral.com.
So, my homie, you came out here.
Yeah, bro.
You know you got a rap for us,
right? Trust. Any day.
Let's go. Anytime you're ready.
All right, cool. Let's get it. Yo, look. Yeah, check it. Pretty ugly. All right. Nah. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Look. Nah, I'm not feeling you, dog's a dog. Undertake the choker, grab your neck and I'll drop you all. Michael Jordan with the ball in the net, I dunk you all. I'm like the Pope with these verses, I give no fucks at all. Ask my ex why there ain't no problem, I couldn't solve Jehovah's Witness with the doors. Nigga, I knock them all, treat these rappers like my sons. Nigga, adopt them all, teach you a lesson, take you to school, nigga, and drop you off. Cocky back chick, you ain't getting no cock at all. When your mouth, the only time a nigga will drop the ball. Let the government fall, really don't fuck the law. Let me tell you about some niggas that you don't want me to call. I know street niggas, discreet niggas that will beat niggas. Treat niggas like pimp pools and pop them all, they will bleed niggas. End your life, no cops involved, leave no evidence. Really, my nigga, the Glocks dissolve. Bang, bang, shoot you dead and send your body to your mama as a souvenir. Look at the game. To them, it's like truth or dare. And if it's dead, there ain't nothing you can do from there except dollar. What you want is fucking dollars that we want. Danny got snake man, make you crawler with the blunt. Cap City got me, I got my para in the cut. Gotta gutters in the dust with my paras in the front. Except sala with your cunts. So I valang on my stance, but valilang a pant, lilok a lilila fat. Said it in Afrikaans, pussy crane, your cunts, and the name is pretty ugly. Say, ah. I lost it.
Wow. Yeah, that was
pretty ugly. Yo.
How many fucking languages was that? You rapped in like 4 different languages.
Yeah, that was literally like 4 languages.
Do you rap in all 4 languages? Or were you just flexing? You were flexing.
I think you know, I think in the, when people download the EP, people will get to like hear like a different side of me that they never knew of, you know? Like I'm singing out there, you know. I'm doing like reggae joints out there, you know. Speaking in different tongues out there, you know. Shit. So you get the EP, you know. You don't know me yet, trust me.
You ever rap in Portuguese?
I used to when I started, but it's like I suck at that. It's like, you know.
Can I ask some your mom's for some bars, baby?
Yo. What's crazy is that the guy that used to manage me back in the day, his name was Bruno dos Santos. He's an Angolan dude, you know.
Yeah.
And he always wanted to be a rapper, but he couldn't carry, you know what it, you know. But he wrote like Portuguese bars, so he'd always say like, dude, like, listen, I can't spit these bars, but yo, take my script book, please spit these, these Portuguese bars and put them on your songs. Yeah. But I was always like, nah, fam, not even about that.
All right, cool. So we gotta wrap up, but before we do, just remind everybody. You don't know me yet. Yes. How do they get a hold of it?
All right, cool. You guys can follow me on Twitter at @pretty_ugly. That's pretty, PRIDDY_UGLY. It's pretty ugly on Facebook, pretty ugly on SoundCloud, pretty ugly on Instagram, everywhere. The link is on my bio. Check the timeline. It's there.
Cool.
You know, yeah.
And then one question, real, raw, uncensored.
Yes, sir.
What the fuck is on Pretty Ugly's mind?
The fuck is on Pretty Ugly's mind right now?
Right now.
God damn. I wasn't expecting that at all. Yo, man, it's being out here with you guys. I mean, come on, man. I'm just humbled and blessed to be out here, man.
Oh, yeah.
And money's on my mind all the time. You know? All right,
so, of course.
Yeah. Swag, cool. All right, cool. Monty, anything you want to say in closing?
Yeah, yeah, quick one. There's a homie of ours that you look like.
Yeah.
Look for him on the gram. His name is Vuyo Makazi. Yeah. He look exactly like him. Everybody wait, always says
I can see it a bit.
What's his handle?
Ghetto.
Man, I seen homies. Funny enough, his girl hit me up.
Oh, wow.
But I won't talk about it. No, funny vibes. Apparently, his ex or something. And she was like, "Yo, you look so much like my man and stuff, baby. Oh, don't worry, damn. I'll show you.
I didn't mean to bring that up.
All right, cool.
Okay, that went south.
Skills, anything you want to say in closing?
Yeah, man. Thanks for having me, and happy birthday to my nigga Ghost.
Yeah,
it's his birthday today. So shout
happy
out to
birthday
you,
Ghost.
Well, happy birthday Ghost. Yeah. Chi-Chi, thank you so much for coming all the way from India and chilling with us. yeah, man, it has been the Capital Wrap Up. Thank you for hanging out with us. We'll be back same time next week, same place, and we're going to play out with Pretty Ugly Hunnits.
I won't stop until she shine. Lord, God bless for the graphics. I won't stop until I buy my girl a diamond. Man, I'ma stay grinding. God damn it, nigga, I'ma stay grinding. If the hotters come looking for me, get the hotter if you tell these nigga where they gonna find me.
You don't give me money or you give me. What can you say?
Yeah.
You
achieve
me.
No other way. Move. Here's goes if we ride it. You won't see us, but we keep the seats reclining. I got a homie that stole a couple rollies. He won't ever tell you what the fucking time is.
This is CliffCentral.com.